Alden Smith here with Carl Sabatino. This is Smith Sabatino. And Carl, on this particular segment, I have another rant.
And that's two, ladies and gentlemen.
Do I have to apologize for the...
No.
I mean, I will have some raves upon occasion.
Rant all you will.
Okay. With all the crap going on in the world today, wars, jihadists, terrorists, non-compromising Congress.
Yes.
I think it's important to look outside the conflicts and into the peaceful place where we all find comfort and safety. Everyone has that place. I'm sure you do.
I do.
Someplace. You know, that you go to just for a little bit of respite from the pain and or the propaganda. The young get there by what we call imagination. The old, which might include the two of us, we get there by what we call memory.
Mm-hmm.
But it's those in the middle who must struggle a bit more to put aside the angst and the anger and find a way out of the conflicts of life and perhaps even find a way to the peace that we all seek. You think?
I think.
Okay. I've noticed in my conversation with colleagues and friends recently that I parse my conversation and I find that I am judgmental and I try to think that I'm not. Seems to me that in order to end the evil of the world, judgment must cease in many cases. The hopeful majority need to exit that individual safe and peaceful place in order to be the evidence of what it is that they believe. In other words, it's the silent majority that needs to speak out. It's those who are irrelevant or think that they're irrelevant that need to speak out and speak reason to power. It's not happening. We need to make it happen. That's my rant.
And a good rant it is. I can chime in very quickly on that. Who is it, Disraeli? I believe Disraeli, and I'm sure my historians out there listening will jump right on that. Who noted most people, because of course in British Parliament, the oratory is all part of the entire cycle of the British Parliament. Those people, he said at Parliament once, have nothing to say, usually say it loudest and most verbose.
How true.
Because when they have, and in our country today, I'll speak to our country. Those that are who have something to say, the only way they can get recognition is to say something obnoxious or to say something absurd in the face of a world that doesn't need that. What it really needs is someone to say something intelligent. And we're lacking that terribly, unfortunately. Intelligence, the sense of proportion in life, in a world that we can say that has measure to it, the word measure, where we offer the other person across the table a sense of dignity before they even speak. We don't even do that today. And that's sad. That's very sad.
A lot of that is courtesy.
Courtesy.
To be able to listen to what the other has to say and then respond. But you know, what I've found throughout my life as a journalist, that many of my colleagues would come in prepared to an interview with four or five questions. And they would ask their first question, but they wouldn't listen to the answer, which generally generally dictates a very good second question.
Absolutely.
But if you don't listen to what the answer is and you want to go to your next point, then you are not really interviewing that person. What you're doing is trying to show off your own eruditeness.
95% of our business today, our business, my business and your business, of which you and I have been in for a very long time, they don't listen.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
And
we'll continue to talk about
it. And it's gotten worse.
That.
It hasn't gotten better, Ronald. It's gotten worse. It's gotten worse. I was listening over this past week to some of the things that they're saying out there, and I'm wondering, is anyone listening? Anyone listening? Very few. When that second question, particularly on the situation that was happening in the Ukraine, that second question is most important. It never gets asked.
That's true. But you know what also, Carl, a lot of this stems from the way families operate today. If you have your children or your grandchildren texting and responding to something, social media, without listening to what the question is around the dinner table or just in the household, you are not paying attention.
Correct.
You're not giving the courtesy.
There you are.
Of listening. And listening, I think the other word for listening is courtesy.
Started with patience, because it requires patience to listen.
Well, I don't have any patience. So, and I'm not sure really what that is. And I'm going to find out someday, because
yes, you are.
I know that you have some patience.
Some, not much, but some.
But that's okay. I mean, not having patience is okay to learn, even in my advanced age.
As we listen to Rollins' Patience, call Sabatino, Rollins Smith. We're back.
Weekend. Think green. Harrison with you. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is pushing his foundation to vaccinate 90% of the planet. The controversy emerges with a speech he gave at a TED conference last year, in which he said vaccines were part of an equation to reduce the world's population by 15%. Many parents have chosen not to vaccinate, since vaccines are loaded with toxic adjuvants and chemical preservatives believed to cause health problems, even sterility. Gates says his mission is to save lives while simultaneously reducing population. Huh? From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugging first baseman nearly won the Triple Crown in 1994 and was named the NL MVP. He ranks as the Astros' all-time leader in home runs and RBIs.
Look out. I think he's jacked one. Has he ever? How about it?
So where's Jeff Bagwell now? Jeff became the Astros hitting coach in 2010 and turned the offense around. Jeff was offered a 2-year extension, but he turned it down. In the following year, he came up short for the Hall of Fame, his wife filed for divorce, and he was identified as the other man in the assault trial of a Houston surgeon. Jeff, meet your new cellmate, Lenny Dykstra. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.